This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. President-elect Donald Trump has picked Republican Georgia Representative Tom Price as his choice to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, Price is an orthopedic surgeon well-versed in Medicare and health insurance. If confirmed by the Senate, Price will have an annual budget at HHS of $1 trillion and would be in a position to help dismantle one of President Obama's signature achievements. Of course, that's the Affordable Care Act. Senator Chuck Schumer, who is the next Democratic leader of the Senate, called Price out of the mainstream and said that putting him in charge of health care was like asking the fox to guard the hen house. Mary Agnes Carey is senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi, Mary Agnes.
Hi there.
So Tom Price is a conservative. He's a former chairman of the Budget Committee. He's a healthcare warrior. What do you get with Tom Price if he's HHS secretary?
You get a strong opponent of the Affordable Care Act. You get someone who's really in lockstep with Republican leadership on ideas to repeal the law. You would see massive changes under the Affordable Care Act, or if they repealed and replaced it, things like high-risk pools, health savings accounts, those tax-deferred accounts for healthcare expenses. You probably have some age-adjusted tax credits. So instead of giving people money based on income, as the Affordable Care Act does, to buy healthcare, you would do it for age and older people getting more money. You might see block granting of the Medicaid program, that shared federal-state program for the poor and disabled. You might even see some changes to Medicare, moving Medicare to this idea of premium support, where individuals get a certain amount of money to purchase coverage under the program.
So Tom Price has been a healthcare warrior, as I mentioned, and he's been somewhat technocratic. You know, I saw an interesting little bit of a statement from a guy called Senator Alexander from Tennessee, who's a kind of technocratically minded Republican. He said, "I look forward to working with Tom Price to find a responsible way to replace and then repeal Obamacare." And Mary Agnes, you might interpret that as an establishment Republican saying, "Don't bring slash and burn over here. We have to move slowly and carefully when it comes to dismantling Obamacare."
No, and I think that you may find more Republicans on that page, because it might give a lot of Republicans pause, this idea of repealing it without a replacement, or repealing it and saying, we'll get something ready to go in the next year or two. I think that is really the difficult question here for Republicans, because as we know, there's more than 20 million people who've gotten health care coverage based on the Affordable Care Act. And that's 20 million lives that you are responsible for if you repeal this law. So I think this sort of go slow idea that you just mentioned may definitely especially gain steam in the Senate, as they are faced with actually voting on something that could get signed by President-elect Trump and put into law.
Obamacare and Medicare are huge issues, of course. You know, when you're HHS Secretary, Mary Agnes Carey, there's a lot of ideological opportunities as well. Where does Tom Price come down? How is he likely to act on issues like women's health, contraception, even abortion, that will definitely come up if he's secretary?
Well, he's definitely been a social conservative on those issues. He's voted against federal funding of abortion, voted against funding for groups like Planned Parenthood, and any kind of thing like parental leave for federal employees, or that he voted against a law that now requires FDA to regulate tobacco as a drug. So I think, again, he will stay true to his roots, where he has been in six terms in Congress, a solid conservative Republican on some of these social issues and on health care. And the question is, really, for the party, how do they want to navigate? As we both know, the House has voted dozens of times, I think more than 60 times, to repeal all or part of the Affordable Care Act. Well, now they have a decision to make. Do they want to try to craft something that could theoretically in some way possibly get bipartisan support, which would make implementation of it easier? Do they want to stick to what the base wants, a full repeal with a very, very market-focused approach? We'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Mary Agnes Carey, thank you so much. Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.